You're listening to the Agentic Engineer Podcast, weekly AI agent intelligence for builders. I'm your host, and with me as always is my co-host. Let's get into it.
Issue 5. And honestly, this one might be the most packed week we've had. An open source coding agent just ate GitHub, Claude Code when event driven, and we've got a hot take on memory that's going to start arguments.
Quick rundown. OpenCode crossed 120,000 GitHub stars this week, 5 million monthly active developers, 800 contributors. It's now the largest open source coding agent ever shipped.
Claude Code shipped channels. Push events into running agent sessions. CI results, webhooks, chat messages. Coding agents just went from request response to event driven.
In hindsight, a new agent memory system hit number one on the LongMM eval benchmark. Independently verified by Virginia Tech. Two lines of code to integrate. Docker one-liner to deploy.
Plus Flash MOE running 397 billion parameters on a MacBook, NVIDIA open-sourcing NemoClaw, and a paper that might change how every transformer is built. Let's go.
The big one. Open code. The numbers are hard to argue with. 120,000 GitHub stars. 5 million monthly devs. 800 contributors, pushing over 10,000 commits. The Hacker News thread pulled 1,237 points and 614 comments.
For context, that puts it ahead of VS Code's first-year trajectory. VS Code. Let that sink in.
Open Code is an open-source coding agent. Runs in your terminal, on your desktop, or inside your IDE. Supports 75-plus LLM providers out of the box. And here's the kicker. You can log in with your existing GitHub Copilot or ChatGPT Plus subscription. No new API key.
So you're already paying for the model. OpenCode just gives you a better interface to use it.
The technical story is what makes it interesting. Full LSP support. Language server protocol. It understands your code base the way your editor does. Jump to definition, find references, rename symbols. Multi-session support lets you run parallel agent tasks across different parts of a project.
Okay, but I want to push back here. 120,000 stars is impressive. But stars don't equal production readiness. How many of those 5 million devs are actually using it daily versus trying it once and going back to cursor?
That's fair. But the 614 comment HN thread tells a different story. The dominant take wasn't this is better than Claude Code. It was this is good enough, it's transparent, and I'm not locked in. That's a different value proposition.
Good enough plus freedom beats best plus locked in. I've heard that argument before. It's how Linux runs servers.
And there's a practical angle. If you need a coding agent that runs on-prem, air-gapped environments, regulated industries, OpenCode is the first credible option at this scale. The LSP integration means it slots into existing tool chains without ripping anything out.
The real pressure is on Cursor and Claude Code now. When the open alternative has 800 people improving it for free, you have to justify your pricing with UX and speed, because the capability gap is closing fast.
Quick hits, starting with Claude Code channels. Anthropic shipped the ability for MCP servers to push events into a running Claude Code session.
This is bigger than it sounds. CI results, chat messages, webhooks, all flowing into an agent that's already working. Telegram and Discord bridges included. Two-way. Claude reads events and replies through the same channel.
So your coding agent is no longer ask a question, get an answer. It's a persistent process that reacts to its environment. CI fails, the agent sees it immediately and starts fixing.
The always-on agent pattern just went mainstream. 398 points on Hacker News. And I think this is going to change how people architect agent systems more than most people realize.
Flash MOE. Someone ran Qwen 3.5, 397 billion parameters, on a MacBook Pro with 48 gigs of RAM, at 4.4 tokens per second.
Wait, 397 billion. On a laptop. How?
209 gigabytes streamed from SSD through a custom metal compute pipeline. Pure C. Hand-tuned metal shaders, FMA-optimized dequint kernels. No Python, no frameworks. The key insight, trust the OS page cache instead of trying to fit everything in memory.
And it was built in 24 hours by a human AI pair. Full tool calling at 4-bit quantization. Local agent inference with a 397 billion parameter MO model is no longer theoretical.
I mean, 4.4 tokens per second isn't fast, but it works. And for local development and testing, that's enough.
It's a proof of concept that the hardware ceiling is way higher than people assumed. Give it a year.
NVIDIA open-sourced NemoClaw, a reference stack for running OpenClaw agents inside Landlock plus Second plus Network namespace sandboxes with managed Nemotron inference.
Kernel-level isolation. Not just Docker. Landlock and Secomp. That's the right answer to, should I let an AI agent run shell commands on my production machine?
Alpha release, DGX Spark support included. Part of the NVIDIA Agent Toolkit. 383 points on Hacker News.
Mistral Forge launched enterprise custom model training. Pre-training, post-training, and RL on proprietary data. Partners include ASML, ESA, Ericsson.
The agent angle is what matters. RL-tuned models make tool selection more precise and multi-step workflows more reliable. If your agents keep picking the wrong tool on step 3 of a 5-step chain, this is the fix.
730 Hacker News points. The market clearly wants fine-tuned models for agent workflows, not just general chat.
And ByteDance open-sourced OpenViking, a context database that uses a file system model to unify agent memory, resources, and skills. Tiered context loading cuts token consumption, plus 6,297 stars in 1 week.
The visualized retrieval trajectories for debugging are a nice touch. Anyone who's tried to figure out why their agent hallucinated knows how painful that is without good tooling.
Paper breakdown. Attention residuals from Moonshot AI. And this one could change how every future transformer is built.
Bold claim. Walk me through it.
Standard transformers use residual connections. Each layer adds its output to a running total. Prenorm, which is the variant everyone uses, has a known flaw. The residual stream's magnitude grows without bound as you stack layers. Deeper models get harder to train. This has been an open problem since 2020.
So the fix?
Replace the fixed residual addition with learned, input-dependent attention over depth. Each layer doesn't just add its output. It looks back at all previous layers and decides how much of each to keep. Think of it as giving each layer a vote on which earlier representations still matter.
So a math token might lean heavily on early syntactic layers, while a reasoning token weights the deeper abstract layers.
Exactly. And the softmax over depth naturally bounds the magnitude. No more unbounded growth.
But that sounds expensive. Attention over every previous layer at every step?
That's why they have block attention res. Group layers into blocks, only apply depth attention at block boundaries. Marginal compute cost, measurable quality gains. Drop-in replacement for standard residual connections. No architecture changes needed.
So why should builders care? We're not training foundation models.
Because every foundation model uses residual connections. If block attention res becomes standard, and the results suggest it should, the next generation of base models will be more trainable at depth. Better reasoning, longer chains of thought, more reliable multi-step agent behavior. You won't integrate this yourself, but you'll benefit when model providers do.
Time saved. 5-minute read versus 35-minute paper. 7.0x compression.
Tool of the week. Hindsight. And this one connects directly to our hot take later, so pay attention.
Hindsight is a memory system for AI agents that hit number one on the LongMEM eval benchmark, independently verified by Virginia Tech. It's not another REG wrapper.
Most agent memory systems are glorified search indexes. Stuff conversation history into a vector store, hope cosine similarity finds the right context. Hindsight adds a reflection step. After each interaction, it extracts lessons, updates its model of the user, and consolidates related memories.
Retain, recall, reflect. That's the loop. Over time, the agent gets better at predicting what you need. It's not just remembering. It's learning.
Integration is two lines of code. Import hindsight. Wrap your LLM calls. Deploy with a Docker one-liner. The API is simple enough that you can swap it into an existing agent in under an hour.
And the benchmark numbers back it up. On LongMEM eval, it beats both vanilla RAG and knowledge graph approaches. Fortune 500 companies are running it in production.
5,788 stars, up 1,771 this week. Apache 2.0 license. If your agents forget what happened two conversations ago, this is worth 30 minutes of your time.
I'm skeptical that two lines of code gives you meaningful memory. There has to be a catch. Latency? Storage overhead?
The benchmark says otherwise. And the Docker deployment means you control the infrastructure. But yeah, I'd want to see it in a real production agent before I'd call it solved. Agent index update. OpenClaw added another 14,900 stars this week. 331,000 total. Pulling further ahead of N8N at 180,000.
LangChain crossed the plus 1,000 weekly delta for the first time in months. CrewAI at plus 731 and LangGraph at plus 698 are the fastest movers in the mid-tier.
Mastra at 22,200 continues closing the gap on Versal AI SDK at 22,900. And the top four now account for more combined stars than the bottom 11.
Consolidation at the top, fragmentation everywhere else. The rich get richer.
Semantic Kernel from Microsoft gained just 62 stars. Enterprise frameworks continue to lose mindshare to the ones that are actually fun to use.
Hot take time. And this one's mine.
Go for it.
Neus Research shipped Hermes Agent this week. 10,698 stars. A literal Hermes Claw migrate command to poach OpenClaw users. Self-improving skills, multi-platform gateway, any model via OpenRouter. Meanwhile, Claude Code Channels just turned coding agents into event-driven systems.
So the always-on agent space is about to fragment.
Like web frameworks in 2015. Everyone picks a side, nobody agrees, and in 18 months, we pretend we always knew which one would win.
And your prediction?
My money is on the one that ships the best memory system, not the best model integration. Memory is the moat. Everything else is plumbing.
Hold on. I don't buy that. Model quality still matters more than memory. A perfect memory system on a mediocre model gives you a really good diary. A great model with basic memory still solves problems.
But models are commoditizing. OpenCode just proved that. 75 providers, bring your own. If the model is interchangeable, what differentiates your agent? It's what the agent remembers. What it learned from last time. How it adapts to you specifically.
That's the hindsight argument. Retain, recall, reflect.
Exactly. The agent that remembers your code base, your preferences, your past mistakes, that agent is 10x more useful than one that starts fresh every session. And switching costs go through the roof once an agent has months of context about you.
Okay, I'll give you that the switching cost argument is strong. But calling everything else plumbing, model routing, tool selection, sandboxing, those aren't trivial.
They're important. But they're solved problems or they will be soon. Memory that actually learns from experience? That's the hard problem. And whoever cracks it first owns the user relationship.
We'll see. I think you're underestimating how much model quality still drives the experience. But I'll admit, after seeing hindsight's numbers this week, the memory argument is stronger than it was a month ago. That's a wrap for issue 5 of the Agentic Engineer podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter at theagenticengineer.waltsoft.net. And follow us on YouTube at the Agentic Engineer Pod.
Share it with a friend who's building with agents. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep building.